Yes. Let's do this. Morning, Rabbi Sai. Limud of Chofetz Chaim, as every day. Limud of Chofetz Chaim every day for. I've been asked to mention this just 5 minutes before the shiur because one person phoned me up and he said that he wanted to listen to one of the shiur, the Torah shiurim. And then he sort of went online and he picked it up and started on that day, and he heard me speaking, so he switched off. He didn't realise that I just sat 5 minutes before the shiur, that the shiur was to follow, and it was all on one recording, because we didn't used to record this. So the fact that I'm online now, Rabbi Sai, don't worry, it's only for 3 or 4 minutes until the speaker arrives, and then you'll hear the real thing. So, just to fill in until then, our limud of Chofetz Chaim is a schus refuah for Yosef Dope Chai Leshtav Refuah Shleima Bekorov B'Sor Shor Chai LeYisrael. I'm mentioning this because it came up, for those of you who learned Afayomi, it came up literally a few days ago in Sanhedrin Nachov Vov Amad Aleph. Chofetz Chaim discussed there in Gemara in Sanhedrin Nachov Vov Amad Aleph. He brings down Reb Chia and Reb Zarniki. Somebody told me once that Shem Reb Meir Shapira that in each Masechta you'll find the name of an Amora that doesn't exist anywhere else. Now, I don't know. The Dayan will know whether or not Reb Zarniki appears anywhere else in Shas apart from Chovov and Aleph in Sanhedrin. But the Gemara says there that Reb Chia Reb Zarnika. That Reb Zarnika, Reb Chia Bar Zarniki, and Reb Shimon Ben Yoitzodok were going L'Abe Hashanah, were on a journey, and Reb Shlokish joined them. And later we'll find out, that we'll hear the rest of the story tomorrow, and how it affects our halachas in being done the chavskos before you speak Loshon Hara L'Toyeles.
Started at the Torahway Notice, London, Monday, Kaf Teves, 20th January, Shailas in Chosh and Mishpat. This week's Torah is sponsored as Chosh Lefu Shleim and Afol Chole Yisrael. As Chosh Hashvim and Chayolim by Milchama Shachzul of Atzeim and Shalom Bim Heiro.
Amen. I'll tell you, Stavra, one question. A person was making a wedding and he hired a band to play music at the wedding, and they quit a couple weeks before, and he didn't have a chance to get somebody else just with a much higher price because it's a short time. Now, what happened before the wedding, the day of the wedding, there was a great snowstorm. Nobody could come, not the band, not the other band. Nobody showed up, just a few people showed up for the wedding. See, the other fellow said, even though I was supposed to pay you because I caused you a loss, but then there's no loss because nobody came. The other band, and I'm also an onus. I can't come now either. So there's that potter, you see. If the being onus originally, then they can't come, then for sure you're potter. But here, this is a contract. And the Catholic wasn't, and you broke the contract, and you owed him the money because you broke it to cause him a loss. Now it turns out at the end there was no loss. Does he have to pay or not?
Yeah. Did the chasna go ahead?
What?
Did the chasna go ahead?
Yeah, but the chasna went out of band. Neither one came.
Everybody else?
Yeah, they got married, but nobody could come. I mean, there was neither, not the old band, not the new one. I mean,
I'm saying everybody else got to the chasna.
There was a small oilam. The craving, they got one, a jeep. They got there, of course, a car. They got there, but there was a small oilam, immediate family. But there was no financial loss from different bands. So this question, whether after the time you wrote a Kadosh Kalidron, it turns out there's an oinus, is a machlekes in this situation. If anybody has what to say or answer or think or hear other people's opinions, but this is in Shulchan Aruch, Shin Lamed Aleph, there's a Rebbe Kivega, a Chuvah Saramor, and a Shah Mishpat.
Sorry,
what? I can't hear.
I also can't hear. What's the question? Why should he pay him?
Because he broke the contract. When you originally broke the contract, you broke it because you're causing me a loss. You're supposed to be the band. You made up. If you don't come, you're gonna pay me.
Cancel the lost. Days before
because
he found a better band for
cheap.
Well, that's the question. I'm only paying you because I'm causing you a loss. And why should I pay you for that? It's not all about paying the band. The kids, sir. This is a question, not my question. It's a question, Shulchan. Yeah, an onus that comes later on. And at the time you weren't an onus, but later on, after you violated, it became an onus. Rebbe Kivega brings a chuvah to Ramor, Simon Yutes, Chov, that the Ramor says, B'chai Gavni, you have to pay. But the Shah Mishpat, he argues, and this is in the Shah Mishpat, there in Shin Lamed Gimel, he says that the din is the opposite. He says that what he thinks the whole source of this din is because if somebody was a shomer and the object got stolen and he's chayav for geneva, even if the animal dies, based on shomer, you're still chayav because an onus doesn't bother you after your readiness chayav. That's what the Shah Mishpat thinks. That's the Mokar de Ramor. And he says that case is different, because you already owe the whole thing before, when the second it got stolen. My Shahin came here, you only owe at the time when there's a financial loss, which is the day of the wedding. And the wedding, they couldn't come at any rate. So Mamela there, he argues, I'm this din. But Lamaisa,
I'm sorry, I still don't get it. The first band could have taken another booking in another place where there was no snow, and then he would have had
but the wedding was made up to be near the place where there was a snow. We didn't know it was going to be snow then, but later on, the kids said, I won't get to any of the cases. I'll talk to you later if you want, but I'm just telling you what it said. So since there's a machlokes, the din is, if there's a machlokes, a person could say kimli. So you don't have to pay. If there's a machlokes in poskim, you can't be moitzi momen. One doesn't machlokes in poskim. Okay, that's one case. Ask you another case. Maybe it interests you that somebody bought an aliyah and a shul Shabbos morning, and somebody came into the shul right there. He says, "I have a yard site. I'm willing to give £10,000 for the aliyah." So they made up. Okay, the fellow who was supposed to get the aliyah, he agreed to give it. Okay, so they gave the other fellow the aliyah. So afterwards came the fellow who was mavater, the fellow who gave it. He said, "Okay, let him pay me the £10,000, not to the synagogue. It was my aliyah. I already bought it. So I agree they should take the lib, but let him pay me."
Good luck. You should have sent me first place.
What?
You should have sent before the first place.
That's the question. If they were sent before, there'd be no din Torah. But he didn't say, just I'm going to give him the aliyah.
Right.
Does he have a right to this or not?
I think you should send it. I think it's doing well.
There's two tshuvas about this. There's a tshuva. But you don't let me speak here.
Yeah, we didn't understand the case.
You understand the case?
No.
The case is very simple. The case was, when Barton Aliyah showed 250 pounds, yes. Barton Aliyah. Now, right before they gave the Aliyah, somebody ran into the shul. He says, he's got yard sale for his money. Must have an Aliyah. Yeah. Must have it. So he's willing to pay 10,000 pounds for the Aliyah.
Yes.
So they made up with the guy. They sent to tell the fellow the Aliyah. Can we give him the other guy the Aliyah? So he said, I'll agree, I'll give him the Aliyah. So now, after they get the Aliyah, the fellow wants to pay the 10,000 pounds, says, but I should get the 10,000 pounds. The fellow gave up the Aliyah. He says, I bought the Aliyah originally, that was mine, so pay me, not the shul.
Yeah.
Does the money go to the shul, or does it go to...
What was the harm in that the shul could give away his Aliyah?
Shul could not give without his permission, but now that he bought it, with his permission, the question is, when you buy an Aliyah and Shul, is that a real sale or just a matter? There's a mashal about this. There's a mashal in a Morgan of Rome. Is the Aliyah just a matter or is it an actual Kenyan? And there's two tshuvas about this. It's a tshuva from Rabbi Yoshev and a tshuva from Rabbi Naftali Nussbaum. About this subject. One of the basic issues is, how is a fellow coined this? The fellow who even bought it originally. There's no Maisa Kenyan. Whereas if it's just a matter, you don't need a Kenyan. A mitzvah to give it. But if it's a Kenyan, you need some actual Kenyan. What makes it...
The Rabbi said Zuchulay.
Huh?
The Rabbi said Zuchulay.
Zochalei, but that's not a Maisa. Everything would be Dibur alone is not a Kenyan. If you paid money, it is Mishapora. Without paying money, it's just En Ruach HaChom Necha Menu. And if there's a different reason, Shnei Shorim is not even En Ruach HaChom Necha Menu. But Al Kopanim, that is a question.
Isn't it like Mazel Abrocha?
Excuse me?
Isn't it like Mazel
Abrocha,
but that's the minig of the Sofer?
If that's minig of the Sofer, that's something else. That's Situmta. Now they're discussing, does it apply Situmta on this? But that they discuss, since this is not an object, maybe it doesn't apply Situmta on that. That's one of the questions that they discuss. Does Situmta work on something like this, which is not an object? Uh-huh. Something which is not an object, could be you can't sell, so there could be Situmta doesn't apply. That's part of the tshuva of Naftali Nussbaum. Rabbi Yoshe brings up another a point in tshuva that if it was only him alone in the shul, you wouldn't have a minyan. You couldn't get an aliyah either. You need the other people in the shul. And the other people in the shul are only doing the money should belong to the shul. So if so, he says, even if he deserves the money, the shul deserves half. Because without them, you have no minyan. So you need them. You need them also. Otherwise, that's the... What do you make in it? Excuse me. I say everything with Gilly Terry. You don't make comments. And just be Zion. Listen first. There's a Gemara in Ksubas, Nef Kuf, that if somebody bought something and the fellow gave a present to the Shliach, money to the Shliach, so he has to give the Balabai's half. Because through his money, I got it. So he's considered a partner. More in Ksuba stuff, Kufa Midbeis. So since he could only create it through them also, so he ties that they're at least their partners, that they deserve half. Kopanim, this is a question. According to the Mashal, the din would be Bechlau, it's not a real sale. Mashal holds that it's just a netter. But the Morgan Avram seems to say that it's a real sale. If it's a real sale, then the question is, does the money belong? Or you could also say what you've said before, that if he didn't say anything before, Pashas, it was meant that the sales for a minig, and usually the minig is that it belongs to the shul, not to that private person. Kopanim, here, this was a question, there's two tshuvas about it. The Rav Toi Nuzbaum and Rabbi Yoshi seems to say that they should divide up the money half and half between the person and between the shul. That was just an interesting case. I'll tell you another case that somebody borrowed a Sefer Torah. They borrowed a Sefer Torah, and the Ashoya was always Mechuya Benoinsin. But here the question is that there's a Chuvas Aram, and the Ksesa Chayshin brings him down in Ayin Beis, Lamed Dalet, that the Chuvas Aram has brought in Smah also, that a person borrows a Sefer, could be, doesn't have a din of a Shoya, only a Shem Sochar, because he's not a Pruter of Yosef. When you have Shoya to be Chayav, Boitzin is Mikol Anoa Shalom. If he has Anoa, also the din is that he's not a Shoya, he's a Shem Sochar. Now the din is, the Gemara says, even by somebody who gave somebody a Mashkin, that's Yitochen, since he has Nen and Pruter of Yosef, that for that reason, Mashemer Aveda, the Gemara says, that he's a Shemer Socher, even if he could use it, because he's not a Pruter of Yosef. So the Ran says, when you lend somebody a Sefer, you're a Shemer Socher, not a Shoyal, because not a Pruter of Yosef. That's what the Ran says. Now, there's others argue on the Ran, they say that it's different. A Shemer Aveda doesn't only do a mitzvah, b'shas, that he borrowed it. The Shemer Aveda does a mitzvah when he's holding it too, because the whole time he has to hold it for the Bailim, and he has to, when it comes the time that you have to brush the Sefer off, you have to make sure that it's in good shape. So you're doing a mitzvah the whole time. Masha Einken, somebody who lends somebody a Sefer, you did a mitzvah when you lent it, but the whole time you're not actively doing the mitzvah. So maybe you shouldn't be a Shemer Socher, you should be a Shoyal. So she should be chayev. But with Kitzer, there's a machlekes of poskim in this din. So the din would be that it's a machlekes of poskim that as a kimli, you can't be machayev the person who anoints him. Now, the comedian from this story is that if somebody wants to lend a sefer to a shul, you have to make a tanai, mefurish, that even if you're a shemer socher, I want you to mechuyev anoints him. Because the din is masna shemer chaynam liyayis kishoyal. Because otherwise, you may run into halachic problems that they may have a din of a shemer socher. So if it happens in oynes, they won't help you. Sometimes there's insurance. But insurance is also a question. They want you to pay a certain part. And there are certain times you can't even get insurance. In California, the crazy laws there, that what happened in California, there's no insurance for natural occurrences. So people had a $50 billion loss there. But Al Kopanim, so if a person wants to make sure when he lends a safe potato to get it back, so they have to make a tanai originally, that even if you're a Shem or Socher, I want you to make Boim also. Now I'll tell you a different case, maybe a chiddush. Somebody asked you.
Does mitzvah slav leonis in the
country? That's also a question. They discussed that. But there's a Rabbeinu Avraham Nahar in the Dorim that says by Limud Torah it is leonis nitnu. So it could be that would make a difference. That they discussed that. And they discussed it, perhaps the Anoya of learning is not an Anoya, it's Mormon. It's like Moshe Leroya, it's like more Mamatsiya Tzadik Bob. There are many halachic aspects that can be dealt with. But the Maisa, my colleague is a poskim, the fellow could say Kimli. There's a sophic which is brought not only in Sma and in Ksois, the Tumim and the Sivis argue, but it's brought also in Rabbi Kiva Eger and brought also in Machna Ephraim. So that would be an issue. Then, tell you something that may be interesting to you. If somebody asked you to do you a favor and buy me a camera, So, okay, £250, whatever it costs, help Bakasha, I'll buy you. And he gave money, gave you the money, no problem. But then, he did expect you to use Dafka, his £250, because that's an amount of money that was relatively small. If he has other money in his pocket, or you have other money, if you needed the money for something else, you could use it. You'll give your own money. It wasn't something that was beyond it. If he gave you £100,000, for sure didn't expect you to use it and repay it. But a small amount of money, if this person, if 250 is small, or 100 pounds, an example, is small, didn't expect it just to use his, so you have the right to use it also. The nafka mina is, if you have the right to use his money, then could be become a shemer socher, and you're chayav for gneiva v'aveda. Because if you're just a shomer chinam, if there was a gneiva v'aveda, it's not your fault, it got stolen. But once you have the right to use it, that maybe just at the gas station, you didn't have cash at that second, even though the credit card wasn't working at that second. So you had to use it, used his money. So if you have the right to use it, the Gemara in Bamitzia Membeis says you become a shemer socher. Now if Kamiya, if you become a shemer socher, now you're chayav gneiva v'aveda. So look at what happened. You're doing the fala toiva. You're going to buy him a kevra. And normally you're a shemer chinam. What is your fault? He wasn't poshea. Put it where he puts his own money. But now, if you had the right to use his money, so because that makes you a shemer socher, because you have that on all. And you could use it. So then it turns out now you're chayiv in gneiva v'aveda. So a person doesn't want to be chayiv gneiva v'aveda when he's doing the other person a favor. He has to be master with him before us. Should tell him that I'm only going to be a shemer chinam. Because otherwise, as he's talking, if he has the right to use his money, he becomes a shemer socher. And then if something happens, he has responsibility. And look, I did a fala toiva. And now I'm shemer socher, chayav gneiva v'aveda, which I have no interest being chayav for gneiva. If I'm poshea, that's something else. But if I'm not poshea, that's another case. Well, there's another case that somebody has in a shul, they sold seats in the shul. Now somebody left the neighborhood. Now, they're reselling the seat. So the fellow says, you resell the seat. So he said, give me, it's my seat, give me the money that you resold it for. I'm no longer, I don't live here anymore. I'm not gonna be here, but I bought the seat. So.
You're not buying, it's renting.
What?
It's rented, it's not bought.
Oh, yeah, that's something to think about. And what happens if the fellow's willing to pay, if he's willing to pay for every year? They said, but the seat is mine. Moshe, for seats, they sold for £1,000, but there's a Dmei Chaver, pay every year. He's willing to pay the Dmei Chaver. You pay one time for the seats. You don't pay every year. The Dmei Chaver, there's a yearly charge, but a membership fee.
But the usage, not for buying the seat.
The seats you pay, normally they pay once for the seats. It depends, each place they have their own minute. Yeah. Rabbi Shmuel, I'll tell you what's the minute in Beit Shechel, by us and our Nof. But each place place is different. But that was also, if he continues to pay his membership fee and he wants to hold the seat, maybe sometimes I'll be in the neighborhood. Or maybe in a few years, my son-in-law will move into the neighborhood. Now there's something else. Then he's keeping the seat for himself. But if he breaks off connection, he doesn't pay the each year, the membership fee, then they didn't sell. They should be automatically. How much, until what time I have to speak here?
Is it?
9 o'clock.
7 minutes.
Okay, so a different case, a different story. Unless somebody wants to ask me some question, maybe if you have something to tell, we could talk about what you want to talk.
The man died. Does the seat belong to the?
Yeah. Excuse me.
The man rented the shul and he died. Does the seat belong to the yorshim?
Oh yeah, that also. Many of the questions depend on the minig. Is there a minig in the synagogue, what to do in that situation? Or is it the first time it happened? Because many things depend on the minig amokam. If there's a minig, then everything is done according to the minig. If there's no minig, then pashasu. if he has a pashasu, should belong to his yoshim also. If there were the people that go to the shul and so on, and they keep the other rules, they pay the membership fee, pashas should go to the Joshua. What do you want to say?
In your previous case.
Yes, which one?
About the money.
We all talk about money. Which one?
The camera.
No, this is about when he had the money to buy the camera, right?
The camera, yeah.
If he had the money and he had the right to use it, isn't that ribbous?
No, it wasn't. We didn't borrow the money originally. Originally, bought the money to buy something.
No, I understand it.
But that's not ribbous. I'm supposed to buy it for you. But another, I gave you permission. If you, even though you're buying for me, you're doing me a favor. But I gave you the right to use the money in case you need it in this spot, because it's not such big amount of money that you won't be able to buy the camera at any rate. To use your own money or your credit card or something else, you'll be able to buy it. So that's not ribbons, because it was not meant as a loan originally. It was meant as a pecan. Forget it. You're doing him a toiva. You're going on your way to buy it for him.
If I spent his money,
no,
and I bought the camera on my card,
no.
Who does the camera belong to at that stage?
If I was a shliach for him to buy it,
yeah, he
it belongs to him.
It's his camera?
To the Gemara says in Baba Kama Ku Bezom and Bez, that's called shlichuso. Whether you buy it with your money or with his, but if you made up, you're doing it for the other part of person, then it's shlichuso. Even if you didn't tell the moicher. If you didn't tell the moicher, but if originally it was made up, that's called shlichusa and belongs to him. If you're mishana, you don't know, that's a whole sugi in the Gemara. What happens if you're a mishana? If you bought with your money and plan to buy it for yourself, you didn't tell anybody. Does it? Or it still belongs to the mishaleah, because stomach and mill is the person. It's a chazok, it's a shlichusa, Israel doesn't do avla or not. But shlichusa always becomes that.
Okay. We have time for one more of the design
of the case. I think at that moment, is that a case?
I
don't
understand.
Maybe I'll just say over a bar to him, Musa.
Yeah.
Now, very interesting, the Torah in the Parashat Shmos tells us about Aaron HaKohen. Aaron HaKohen was V'ro'ocho V'samach B'liboy. This was the meter of the Kohen, that he, even though his brother was younger than him, and he became now the Novi over him, and Aaron was the Novi all the time, but still he was happy in his heart. And we see, because in the meter of Aaron HaKohen, the Metzora has such a bad tuna, the Metzora, that it tells us the Gemara, Erech and Yud Zayin, you come and you see all the animals come to the snake and ask them, why do you bite? Every animal bites because it wants to eat, it's enjoying it. But the snake, you have no enjoyment from biting. So why do you bite? Because the Torah says the snake bites because it loves evil. But yet, the Metzora, through his connection with the Kohen, becomes Tor. Lifnei Hashem, through his whole process of Metzora, he becomes a new man. The Torah is not just punishment. This is a curative thing. So Davki goes to Aaron HaKohen because his connection with being with a person with such good midos, he is someone that he can change the character from the Metzora and make him to someone that now he has Noam Hashem. Not his Noam is biting people. His Noam is Noam Hashem. Like the Archaim HaKodesh says, it's the Oretzki Noema, that the Baal Torah said, the land was named, means to say, because people are mixed up in this world, confusion. And the Emus, they think, they'll eat a good ice cream. They'll have an enjoyment here in this world, a physical pleasure. But that's not Emus. That's someone who lasts a second, and it goes away. You have a stomachache. Neimus is something which lasts forever. Then the Oretz scheme is referring to Ilam Haba. So the Metzora changed from the fellow who has Neimus was biting people to his Neimus now is Noam Hashem. Lifnei Hashem through the meter of a connection with a person like Aaron HaKohen. That's Aaron HaKohen, Barov HaSamuch B'Liboy. And it's interesting that Aaron has the midah of Don Lifnei Karfus Chus. The Gemara tells us that, or Miklat, that why is the Kohen, the dying, the Mrs. Kohen Gadol? Because he should have been Melamed Chus. The Kohen Gadol was supposed to be Melamed Chus. So it's interesting that in the Parsha of the Naira Losasa Dover, when the woman was forced to an Aveira, there, the Balatunim, it comes out, it says they're Aaron. In the Torah, in Rosh Sefi Tevis, says Aaron there. What's the connection? But the answer is, Sforni says that the parshas there are talking about Tchilasi Barotzen, Vesefi Boines. The Aloch is if a woman did something Tchilasi Boines. So if it burrots and Tchilasibon is over a and she's anusa because her nature forced her that if it was a Tchila Boines, even if it's Sefer Barotzen, that she's not obligated. So now we're come to a situation that if one becomes at the end, the last minute, and he sees both people are doing Barotzen, so he says for sure, the Chayim Misa. What do you mean? They're both doing a Barotzen, the whole thing. So it comes out and goes, women, you didn't see the beginning. The beginning was Tchilas HaBoinus. That was Tchilas HaBoinus and the potter. So the media of the Kavs Chus of Aaron is even in the situation of an Aaron Sasa Dover, because perhaps it was Tchilas HaBoinus and only Sefer Barotzen. When you see the end of the picture, when you see the Avaratim Lima Chayrim, you don't only see what was said before, so then you're in bad shape. So the Aaron HaKohen's media of Rav Sivul Libe, that was the meter also of the Kafs Chus. Through that, he could take the sinner and change him into a person that his name was now is Mayim Hashem.
So, what was it? Two things. It was a case of the band. I can understand.